Guys representing the Wolfpack today are running back Don Jackson and defensive lineman Lenny Jones. And, Lenny, we'll start with you. Defensive line, when I look at this conference, you guys have a good defensive line. Boise State has a good defensive line. Tell me what you guys got back, because it seems to me that those two teams probably the best in the conference at that position.
We got myself, Ian Seau, quick guy off the edge. Rakeem Yates, he's an animal on the inside. We got a returning nose tackle who was behind Jordan Hansen last year. He's going to step up. He played a lot of snaps last year. We just got a transfer from UCLA who we're hoping to give us some depth on the inside. So we return a lot of experience and a lot of playmaking at the defensive end position.
Well, I know that, you know, when it comes to rushing the passer in this conference, you need a lot of guys. And you've sort of moved in and out. Now it's your turn to make your mark to make it into the league after this. And Sal has now been respected. Do you think this is the best D-line you've played on there at Nevada?
Yeah. Because I'm at my best. Sal's at his best. Rakeem's at his best. And the younger guys are only see how we work, so they're only getting better as well. So, yeah, I would say this is the best D-line I've played with at Nevada.
What was the health like for the – and I'll get to you, Donna, but the health like for the Boise State game, because that was a wild game. And I think sometimes for D-linemen, when it gets like that, if you don't have a good rotation, it's very tiring. And I don't remember exactly what your health was at the D-line position for that game, but I thought that was a tiring game watching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember our health either, but Boise State's a hard team to plan for and play against. They scheme so well. They try to find a weakness and attack it. And once you pick up on what they're doing, they switch up the game plan. So with them, you just got to attack. You got to get to that quarterback, and you got to make them feel uneasy.
Don, we asked Lenny about the defense. I'm going to ask you about the offense. In eight seasons, you've had two quarterbacks. You'll have a new quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the strength of the offense, and what are we going to look for out of the Wolfpack there?
Oh, we're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball effectively, too. You know, Coach Paulie and the offensive coordinator, Nick Rolovich, have already made the decision that, you know, that's the type of team we're going to be. And we're going to be a hard-nosed down-here running team. Simple as that. And we're just trying to figure out the quarterback position so we can balance out the run game with a successful pass game.
How much difference? It's so natural from the outside looking in saying, okay, not only is the pistol retired, now the pistol's graduated mm-hmm. in Fajardo. And they don't grow on trees.
Yeah.
So for the outside world, they say, well, how could they play the pistol again? Who's going to do it? And they got you back. Mm-hmm. You can run it more conventionally, if you will. Mm-hmm. What can you say about that style of offense and how that may or may not stay with what you guys do at the quarterback position and run the ball?
I mean, we got options right now. I mean, I think it's going to be more at least when we figure out who's going to be our starting quarterback. Because we have some quarterbacks that can still move, they can still run, and we can run the read option effectively in the pistol. So, and, you know, and then we got more of an experienced quarterback in Tyler Stewart who's been behind Cody for two and a half, three years now. And, you know, he knows his system. And, you know, people sleep on him a lot, too. He can move a lot more than what people think. So we will open the playbook some more when it comes to, you know, our options. And, you know, we're not trying to get too far away from where we're at right now.
Yeah.
We're just trying to stay with the same thing.
People will remember listening to this, but Nevada used to throw the ball 60, 70 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach Alt, he didn't care. It's whatever it took to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pistol evolved and things have changed and the offense has had so much success. What would you like to see in an ideal world how this offense should work? In an ideal situation.
Ideal? Me at tight end.
No, he's serious. I'm serious. Yeah.
Well, in today's world,
that's
they
real.
May say, all right, double tight. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get him over there.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Perfect world. I want, the up front, everything works out. And, you know, I think we have the ability to have two 1,000-yard rushers. I think, I honestly believe that. And James Butler is incredible. You know, his freshman campaign was incredible. And all to this point, he's been working real hard. And, you know, I think he can back it up again, you know, to be honest with you. So, I think we'll be fine. I really do think we'll be fine on offense. I really do.
Don Jackson, running back, is with us. Lenny Jones, defensive line, is with us from the University of Nevada. Lenny, you mentioned about maybe wanting to play tight end. In this era of football, seems like specializations, they rotate people in and out. From a knowledge point where you look at films and from a stamina point, can somebody play two ways and not just a couple plays here and there? Or is that something that no way could ever happen?
Full-time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's debatable.
I don't know. I've never seen anybody play 180 plays in one game. If you do, you probably won't last long. But if you gave me full-time defense, halftime offense, I'll be a beast. First-team defensive end, first-team tight end.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to buy that?
Oh, yeah. Are they going to give you the votes? Will they be scared to make that vote?
If he does it and plays that many plays, I'm on the ballot, vote. I'll vote for that.
If he survived, because the defense starts just hammering him, man. So there he is.
Now, he's aggressive wanting to do this. Is he going to be aggressive with the quarterback if he plays tight end saying, throw me the ball? Give it to Don, throw me the ball?
Of course, yeah. All right, he's a playmaker. He wants the ball in his hand.
I don't mean to rain on this parade, but I had a lot of confidence in you guys last year.
Yeah.
I thought you would win your division. I thought you'd see Boise in the final. And that loss, was it to Fresno at home?
Fresno at home.
So if I thought it was disappointing, I can't imagine. Because it feels like the season just, for whatever reason, got away.
Yeah.
And then the bowl game kind of got away. Describe it from your guys' perspective and how that won't happen again.
If you look at our losses, everything, I think five of them were 7 points or less.
Right.
And that was just a lack of concentration. I wouldn't say a lack of preparation, but execution. Mm-hmm. And it's on us as seniors to not let that happen. So when we get into those games where it's Fresno at home to go to the championship, it's on me to make a big play. It's on me to get the troops rallied and make a play to change the game and don't allow that type of situation to happen again. And it's on Don for him to step up and get the offense rolling. And I think it's just all about accountability. And you can't rely on your coaches to give you this rah-rah speech and, okay, we're going to go win the championship. No, it comes from the players, accountability, and it's on us to make those plays. Me and Don, we're here for a reason. And I feel like it's our job to make that big play to change those games.
I think one thing that's really important, that just adding on what he has said, is critical efficiency. You know, at the end of the game, we got to be able to, you know, when we have opportunities to win games, we got to be able to do it. You know, and you know, offense took a big fall of that. I mean, simple as that. You know, when it's time to make the play, you need to make the play. So, you know, we're going to work more situational football. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys, just, you know, we got to just be able to make the play.
I was going to say, there's not that much difference between a lot of these teams. You look at the scores and you're like, boy, if three plays went for you instead of the other team or vice versa, a win can be a loss or a loss can be a win.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a difference between sometimes one or two plays. In our seven wins last year, on the defensive side, we gave up three or less big plays. And in our losses, it was 4 to 6 big plays given up. And it's just a matter of those one or two big plays. And that statistic was really crazy to me when I went back and looked at it.
What's it like playing for Coach Polian? Give us a feel for that. When you talked about coaches and speeches and so forth, I mean, I'm sure he tried everything at some point to keep everybody going because the season had so much promise. But what's he like?
He's a fiery guy. He's a fun guy. He lets us joke around with him. He's not stiff. He understands where we're coming from.
Exactly. Not that Coach Alt was stiff.
Yeah, but the thing.
But he wasn't laughing much with you guys, probably.
Yeah, I do something to Coach Polian before practice when he's talking to the team, just joking around. I would never do that with Coach Alt. Not a knock on him. That's just who he was.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
So he's a good coach. I'm gonna talk to him after this. That Washington State speech he gave us before that game.
That was
one of the speeches that got the team going. Mm-hmm. He has to give us 12 of those next year.
12 of those.
Don Jackson and Lenny Jones, pair of seniors from the University of Nevada, with us here on our Mountain West coverage on 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Guys, what's different about being a senior? You guys come down and sit down, and you, to me, exude a lot of confidence and a lot of leadership. Mm-hmm. What can you do with the team? You know, you're talking about Coach Polian with a speech. But, Don, what can you do, and Lenny, what can you do to make sure that this team is ready to go?
Well, simply, we have to do our job. First of all, it starts with, you know, make sure that our heads, you know, we got everything on tight ourselves, and then just being able to spread just positivity and be hard leaders on our team. Just simple as that. I mean, because, you know, just pity-patting around and, you know, being nice to everybody isn't always going, you know what I'm saying, what works. So, well, we got together a little bit before the summer had began and was like, you know, we got to turn it up on our team. We got to be able to, you know, because we won't get to the next level if we don't take the next step. So we decide that we need to take the next step and, you know, push forward, you know, in our leadership of this team.
It sounds like you guys have got together as a group and said, we can do this. We were too close not to.
Exactly.
This league, no disrespect to everybody here, is not that tough. Everybody, this year especially, with not that many dominant quarterbacks, the league seems to be up for grabs.
Yeah.
So it looks like you guys amongst yourselves have said, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's hard or easy with every team to do. You got to have X amount of leaders and a lot of leadership, a lot of seniors. And is that chemistry there on this team?
Yeah, I feel like we've all been playing with each other for at least 3 years now, the core of the seniors and the older guys. And, we got together and we had a frank talk about last year and what we want for this year. And pretty much you gotta be able to hold everybody accountable. Mm-hmm. I can't go and rip a freshman and then let Don do the same thing the freshman did. So me and Don have that same respect where if I get after him, hey, there's no arguing. Accept it, and then if you didn't like how I talked to you, come talk to me after. But I'm going to rip you a new one just like I'm going to rip the freshman a new one. And if we get that respect and that, you know, camaraderie around the team, I think we'll be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird not playing Boise State in the regular season this
year.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yes, I actually tweeted out about that when the schedule came out. I was really upset about that.
Yeah.
But hopefully we get them at the
debacle.
The championship game. I'm not predicting anything, but I hope we get Boise State at Boise State in the championship game.
You'd rather play in Albertson Stadium?
I need a win there.
I like that environment.
I was hoping for that last year.
I like that environment.
I was hoping for that.
Love that environment, man.
Yeah.
Boise's crazy. I love that environment. But yeah, we were, when we seen the schedule, like, hearts dropped. Like, what? You took off Boise?
No, you didn't know you weren't going to play Boise?
No, we didn't.
Didn't they tell you when they were recruiting you?
We didn't even know. I was like, took off Boise?
It is taking off. That's rotation.
Oh, you guys are in the West Division. We're in the Mountain Division.
I was like, all right, whatever. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Guys, thanks a lot. Good luck. Stay healthy this year, and maybe we'll see you that first weekend in December.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks, guys.